Welcome back to Meta Life and Creative Disturbance. My name is Yvon Tina, and I have the great pleasure today to be with Lindsay French. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning, Yvon.
You was talking about this Phytovision project, and I interrupted you.
Oh, that's okay. So Phytovision was the idea of like, well, if we could start to embody the phytocentric perspective, what would that look like? And additionally, like, how could we start to kind of merge some of these like human systems with some of these natural systems? So for example, last summer, every Sunday, I helped facilitate this broadcast of, it was called Phytovision Live, and it was a live television show for plants, by plants. So I was growing a bunch of prairie plants in my studios for some other projects. And I broadcast just the studio time. It was long form, so it was three hours a week every week. But I broadcast it with the kind of based on this research that many plants can see both light and shadow, or can perceive light and shadow, but also the colors red and blue. So I filtered the video in that form, and then invited people to kind of set up their plants in front of their screen. So I received actually a lot of photos of people setting up their plants, watching this television show kind of broadcast live.
So what about the mountain by tree project?
The written by trees project.
Written by trees, sorry.
That's okay. Written by trees, it was a project that came out of this desire to, early desire to try to come up with some form of conversation with plants. And I was on residence, or I was taking a class actually in Saugatuck, Michigan, at the Oxbow School for Arts. And I was spending a lot of time with this particular oak tree up on this hill. And the idea, so I don't know if you've ever read the book Orlando by Virginia Woolf.
My English is so bad for that.
That's okay. In the book, I was thinking a lot about this book, because in the book, the main character is like really relates to this oak tree that kind of grounds her throughout the many years, like many hundreds of years, actually, of the character's life. And it's also the name of this manuscript that the character is writing. And at the very end, she goes to hand this manuscript to the actual living oak tree, and it's this kind of gesture of failure. And so I kind of wanted to reverse that process and see, you know, what would happen if I could elicit a text from the oak tree. So it was kind of this first attempt. I sat with the oak tree for a while. I read aloud the entirety of Orlando to the oak tree, and I used a vibration sensor to measure its vibrational response during that whole time. It was about 8.5 hours of reading. And then that gave me this key. So I had the text of Orlando and then the vibrations from the tree.
Is your audience the same for all of your artwork? I mean, is your audience human or vegetal?
I think it goes back and forth. A lot of my projects aim for the kind of vegetal audience. But I do have to, you know, oftentimes accommodate for a human audience, because, you know, I have to often accommodate for a human audience, like for the concerts. Like if people need to set up their plants in front of the television screen or bring them to the concert, for example, there's a kind of relationship with the human world that also needs to be established as well.
Yeah. And the last one, packet switch grass.
Yeah. So this is a new project. It's a speculative work that had kind of. It's a speculative work that involves switchgrass, which is a very ubiquitous plant in the U.S. It's really great for phytoremediation, soil erosion. It's been kind of sculpting, you know, human landscapes for quite some time. Bush really liked to talk about it as like a potential for biofuel. So that's just regular switchgrass. But the project itself, packet switchgrass, is a kind of speculative proposal for this plant that is showing first signs of merging the plant internet with the human internet. So it's been used in one screening so far where a film has been kind of transmitted, a video, I should say, has been transmitted from one location through this network of plants and arrived at the gallery for the screening through the plant.
You're not interested in, non-human as animal forms of communication?
I'm less interested in animal forms. I think there's a lot of people that have done really incredible work in that field. Mm-hmm. I am interested in like molds and landscapes, like you know, lake beds and water and deserts and. But yeah, I guess for whatever reason, my interests aren't necessarily in animal communication.
Okay. Maybe you have something I forgot to say and you would like to add for the end of our podcast?
Gosh, I don't know. There probably is something I should say, but it's... not super clear right now. Thank you for...
But you don't want to use any biomaterial later in your artwork?
I would...
Or to modify living systems? You're not interested in that kind of practice?
I mean, I actually am quite interested in that kind of practice. One project I'm interested in, I'm trying to figure out like how to do it affordably, is... I met an artist in Baltimore earlier who was working with printing plant cells. I'm interested in that. And I kind of I've always had this kind of, like if I could figure out a way to photosynthesize, I would do that in a heartbeat. So that, you know, I would be interested in exploring those kinds of things. In the future, but it's kind of on the horizon for me currently.
Okay, so thank you very much for your availability today and for the discussion.
Thank you so much for speaking with me. It's such a pleasure, and I really appreciate being able to speak with you today.
Hope to hear you soon again.
Great, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now.